Tonight's special sports coverage on Full Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
We apologize. WPGW experienced some technical difficulties for Marion Local's Jim. We now join the broadcast early in the first quarter.
Goes. There's open shot by Koenig again. She misses this one. Rebound tips out of bounds, and they say it went off of Koenig, and Fort Recovery will get the ball. I think we might have got a break on that one.
Yeah, it kind of looked like Kaya might knock that out, but they gave it to us, so we'll take it.
The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Bannon would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians the best of luck in tonight's game. Here's Carly Stone driving off the glass and got it. Carly Stone, our first two of the night, and that makes it 5-2. Fort Recovery up by three.
Yeah, I got to get them seniors some confidence there. Kaya hit one and Carly hit one, so hopefully that gets us rolling.
Here's a drive to the hoop. It goes out of bounds. It's off of Fort Recovery's Val Mollenkamp. Marion Local will have it underneath their own hoop. Again, Dr. Thomas Bannon on Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Bannon's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates, Chrissy Hart and Lori Tenn. Dr. Thomas Bannon would love to be your family's dentist. Again, he's on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland, wishing the Lady Indians good luck in tonight's basketball game. There's a foul call on Carly Stone.
Quick foul on Carly out top. She's got to stay out of foul trouble.
Number one on her. Here's a pass to the top of the lane to Elena Pullman, and now there's traveling called.
She shuffled her feet there, and traveling turnover.
Elena's only a freshman playing for Marion Local. Marion Local struggling a bit this year. 4-11, I believe, is their correct record. We are 11-2, not a bad year.
Yep. Indians have been playing really good basketball. Not a great game they played against Versailles. A big loss there in the MAC for the Indians, but there's still good things to come from this team.
Carly Stone in the lanes. Tipped away and picked up by Kaya Wendell. They're going to say
Kyle traveled
with the ball. Again, Cal Pharmacy is your first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget they have their weekly prescription program. They will distribute prescriptions to you, deliver them right to your door. And here's a steal by Kaya Wendell, but she stepped on the end line trying to...
Good hustle by Wendell right there.
Yeah, trying to get the ball. So Marion Local Rethman will put it in play. Heidi Rethman looking for a teammate. They're at the Fort Recovery end of the courts. Into Koenig. Koenig will bring it up. As it knocked away by Carly Stone. Picked up by Grace Tenn. Over to Olivia Patch on the left. Kyle Wendell sets on a three and can't get it to go down. Rebound comes to Koenig. Kelsey Koenig with the ball. Long pass down the court. Here's a three-point shot. It is way off the mark and out of bounds going to Fort Recovery. I believe that was Rethman who missed that one.
Yeah, she was on the right wing there and unguarded and took the shot and wasn't very close.
Yeah, I was kind of worried about that because really she had plenty of open area there.
She was wide open. She could have driven in and taken it a lot closer to the bucket.
Down comes Carly Stone to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp back to Carly on the right. Looking, dribbling the ball. Passing back outside it goes to Grace Tenn. Here's Carly Stone driving in the lane. Pops a 10-footer. No good. Off the back of the rim. Rebound comes to Heidi Rethman. Rethman racing down. Lost the ball but got it back. Now she passes back outside to Emily Neatfeld. Over on the left it goes. There's Alana Pullman down in the corner. Marion Local with the ball, trailing here 5-2. They got the first basket of the game, but they have not scored since.
Yeah, three minutes to go here in the first period, and it's 5-2. They've only gotten 2 points so far.
Back outside, there's Heidi Rethman, tipped away by Carly Stone. Drive it in. She'll put it up and score. Steal and a basket for Carly Stone.
I think Marion's going to take a timeout with the Indians leading here with 2 minutes and 47 seconds left in the first period. Indians leading 7-2.
So we'll take time in for this one commercial message. Be back in just a moment.
Hello, this is Elizabeth from Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the hangar at Marion Local High School, the score is 7-2. Lady Indians on top by 5 over the Flyers. Fort Recovery, just one loss in the conference. That was to Versailles.
Yep, one loss this year in the conference, and we've got some big games tonight going on in the MAC. We've got Minster playing Versailles, which is going to be a tremendous game.
Yeah, a huge game.
And St. Henry and Coldwater's playing tonight as well, so a lot of MAC girls basketball action.
Marion Local finally gets it across the timeline. Heidi Rethman goes back outside with the ball. There is Emily Neatfeld. Right side it goes. Shots fired up and no good by Rethman, but she got the rebound. Heidi Rethman out front, top of the key, passing on the left side to Kelsey Koenig. And a foul is going to be called, I think, on Olivia Patch over the back. Of course, Olivia is the daughter of the coach, Brian Patch. And I think it was her birthday just the other day.
It was her birthday yesterday, I believe. She turned
just the other
16.
Just the other day. There's an inbounds pass to Marion Local's Emily Neatfeld. On the right it goes. There's Pullman back out top to Koenig. And here's a steal by Val Mullenkamp to Kaya Wendell. She'll come down, stops, passes back out to Carly Stone. Carly dribbles back outside.
Nice
There's
pass.
A shot from the top of the key. It's up. No good. Ball is loose. Picked back up by Kiera Wendell, who took that shot a moment ago. Back out to Carly Stone. Carly dribbling, goes left, goes right, goes in, and misses the shot. Rebound, Val Mullenkamp, back outside to Kiera Wendell.
There's a couple of offensive rebounds there by the Indians.
Carly Stone fires and misses. Rebound out of bounds off of Kaya Wendell. It'll be Marion Local's basketball.
We had some great looks at the basket there. Just couldn't get anything to fall. Good hustle by the Indians.
You're listening to WPGW, AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Glad to have you with us tonight on the broadcast. We will not be doing the game tomorrow on the radio. You can hear that on FortRecoveryRadio.com, though. The boys, Marion Local and Fort Recovery. Carly Stone with the ball, and she puts it up and no good. And there's a foul on Val Mullenkamp. She creamed Pullman.
She came flying in for the rebound and landed on the back of Pullman. So foul on the Indians.
Alana Pullman.
That's three fouls on the Indians and zero on Marion.
Would agree that wasn't a legitimate foul there.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Marion Local with the ball. Down they come. Free throw line. There is, once again, Emily Neatfeld with it. She'll pass on the left to Alana Pullman, or Elena.
Ball good hustle by.
Picked away by Kaya Wendell. Made the steal. Here she comes, and it's good. And, looks like Kaya might have sprained her. I hope she's okay. Might have sprained her ankle a bit.
Yeah, she went down awkwardly, that's for sure.
That makes it 9-2 now. Fort Recovery on top here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. A reminder, the Cal Pharmacy's Fort Recovery locations is open until 8 o'clock many of the weeknights. Take advantage of the opportunity to shop late at Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, and we are ahead 9-2. There's a foul on Carly Stone, number two on Carly, so she might be going out of the game, and yes, she is.
Yeah, she's going to take a seat with two fouls here in the first period. I'm sure Coach is not happy about that.
Olivia Patch will come in for Fort Recovery. Here's Rethman tossing the ball in. Comes into Emily Neatfeld, and it's stolen away by Kiera Wendell. Here she comes, down, up, and no good. Knocked out of bounds off of Marion Local. Fort Recovery will have the basketball underneath the Fort Recovery hoop here.
Great hustle by the Indians, whether it's Kiera or Kaya or Carly. They all three are so quick with their hands and their feet. So tough to get the ball passed around those girls.
Comes the inbounds pass to Fort Recovery. Kaya Wendell has it now. Feeds off over here to Val Mullenkamp. She'll pop the shot and got it. Off the glass and down in. Not the way you draw it up, but hey, it went in. It works. It works. Makes the score now 11-2. 14 seconds left here in the first quarter. Cross court pass over on the right side. Shots fired up and good by Heidi Redmond. They finally get a second basket, and Heidi has her first basket of the evening. And a long shot by Fort Recovery is no good. Who took that last one?
Kiara. Kiara Wendell took that last shot.
So after one quarter of play, it's 11-4. The Fort Recovery Lady Indians leading by 7 in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter, thanks to Cal Pharmacy. Don't forget their handicap medical equipment center is located in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park at the south edge of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Cal Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll be back after we pause for these two commercial messages.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. Our gifts are perfect for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery in Arcanum, Ohio, Union City in Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadeau from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3¾-inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
Here at Marion Local High School, we start the second quarter. Fort Recovery leads 11-4. Lady Indians with the basketball. There's Kiara Wendell out front. The way they've got their logo, you almost can't even see the center circle here.
Yeah, that's for sure.
On the left to Kiara Wendell, there's Kaya Wendell. Back out to Grace 10. Back to Kaya. Fires and misses. Rebound Grace 10. Back up and no good over the rim.
Goodness, a couple of great shots there, and neither one of them could fall.
Rebound comes to Elena Pullman for Marion Local. Here's the Lady Flyers with it.
The Indians put in Brooke Collig, and she had a fantastic JV game. She ended up with 12 points, and I don't know how many steals she had, but it was a bunch.
That was a close game up until the fourth quarter when we broke it open.
Yeah, they just started hitting shots and ran away with it.
Stealing, and they had a lot of steals on the press. There's a foul on Fort Recovery, I think, on Collig.
On Brooke, yeah. She's a very aggressive player.
First quarter, Kaya Wendell led Fort Recovery with 5, 4 for Carly Stone, and 2 for Val Mullenkamp. For Marion Local, they had 2 apiece from Kelsey Koenig and Heidi Rethman. 11-4. We have not had any scoring yet here in the second quarter. We've gone through the first minute. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. There's a shot on the right side. It's up and good. Who had that?
Kara Evers muscled that in past Olivia Patch.
Kara Evers, a very tall young lady listed at 6'1". So that makes it 11-6 now. Marion Local back to within 5. Lady Indians with the ball. Brooke Collig with it. Back out top to Kara Wendell. On the left to Kaya Wendell. Kaya will pass to Brooke Collig in the center circle. Dribbling to the right. Hands off to Grace 10. Grace on the left to Kaya Wendell. Now on the wing. Kiara Wendell tosses into Olivia Patch. Almost lost it. Got it back. There's Grace 10 on a 3. No good. Rebound comes down to Evers. 6-1. Kara Evers with the rebound. And Marion Local has the ball, trailing by 5.
Yeah, the Indians have hit a cold spell here. They can't get anything to fall. And Marion's sneaking back in here a little bit.
Out top with it is Koenig. To Evers. Back on the left side it goes. Back out top, there's Neatfeld. Over on the right to Koenig for Marion Local. Now passing down in the corner. With the ball there is Brooke Homan, who's in the game now for Marion Local. Evers gets the ball, triple teamed. Outside, here's Neatfeld dribbling, faking. Now coming back out, giving over to Evers. Evers free throw line. Pops the shot. No good. Rebound Grace 10. Kara Evers missed that one. And the Lady Indians have the ball. Right side, Brooke Colley back out. Kara Wendell. There's Grace 10. On the left, it goes to Kaya Wendell. And she got it.
Oh, nice shot, Kaya Wendell. Deep three there from the left wing and nothing but net. Makes her score 14-6.
Kaya Wendell. And that's going to be timeout Marion Local.
They were having trouble getting the ball in, so they took a quick timeout.
8 points now for Kaya Wendell, by the way. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, she's got a great game going here so far.
We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this. I guess we have time for two commercial messages.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Christmas season has come and gone so quickly, and in the same way, spring will be here before you know it. Call Nature's Green Nursery just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for all of your outdoor needs. From enjoying new trees, shrubs, and flowers, to patios, seat walls, and the soothing tranquility of a water feature or the warmth of a fire pit. Nature's Green Nursery, State Route 119, just east of Fort Recovery.
And action back in Marion Local with the basketball. Here's Niefeld passing down low, and it's blocked by Val Mollenkamp. And Fort Recovery has the ball. That shot was taken there by Marion Local's Adeline Mesher. And there's a three-point shot.
Gracie 10 from the top of the key. That's not her favorite spot up top there, but she got it to go. Another three-point bucket.
Maybe it's her favorite spot tonight.
It might be.
Grace 10, her first basket of the evening. And now it's 17-6. Fort Recovery's taken an 11-point lead here over the Marion Local Lady Flyers.
That Brooke Colley is so much fun to watch play defense.
Here's a pass into, looks like Pullman, I believe, back outside it goes. No, that was Evers. Here's Heidi Rethman with the ball. She'll pass over on the left side to Koenig. Now to Evers, back outside it goes. There's Heidi Rethman. Now back over on the left. Shots fired up from three-point land. No good, but Evers got the rebound. And missing that shot for Marion Local there a moment ago was Emily Neatfeld. Here's an outside shot up and no good by Rethman. Heidi Rethman, and the ball goes off of Fort Recovery, they said.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, the Marion's had three opportunities there and missed three pretty good shots and still get the ball here, so they get a try one more time.
So the inbounds pass comes in. Here's Kelsey Koenig with the basketball and knocked out of bounds by Grace 10. Almost knocked it off of Heidi Rethman there, yeah, but not quite.
Great hustle, great anticipating that pass and getting your hand in the passing lane.
17-6, 3:46 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Hook shot up and in by Evers. Kara Evers gets her second basket of the evening, and it's now 17-8. It's a nice shot.
That's a hard shot to defend as tall as she is.
You don't see too many hook shots in girls' basketball.
No.
It's a shot by Grace 10. Or maybe that was Kira. And there's a
jump ball
call that goes to Marion Local.
Good hustle again by the Indians. Kira Wendell jumped in there trying to get that rebound tied up Marion and got a jump ball.
Inbounds pass to Marion Local. Knocked out of bounds. Who's going to get it? They say Fort Recovery's Kira Wendell touched it last.
Yep, she snuck up behind there and again batted the ball out of bounds.
Next girls game is Franklin Monroe on Tuesday, and by the way, we'll be doing that game, so you're welcome to join me if you'd like.
Absolutely.
inside the Evers, back outside the Rethman. And there's Rethman trying to go back to Evers and stolen away by Kiara Wendell.
She's going to be something special to watch. She's just a freshman, and she's improved so much this season. She's going to be something to watch in the future for the Indians.
Over on the left side, back out, there's Kaya Wendell, now Grace 10. With the ball there is Allie Vaughn, who's in the game now. Right side, Grace 10. Back outside, Kiara Wendell to Allie Vaughn, into Val Mullen camp, back to Vaughn. Around the horn, Grace 10. Right side to Kaya Wendell. Kaya is going to be fouled from behind. Again for outstanding farm equipment by New Holland and Kloss, the K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. By the way, congratulations to old Will Holman on
absolutely
being accepted to St. Francis to play college football. Here's a shot up by Val Mullenkamp. Good. That'll be a great fit for him.
I think it'll be a great fit for him. He's got a good college, good conference, and I just think he can make some noise up there, I'm pretty sure.
No, I do, too. I look forward to going up and seeing him play.
Oh, absolutely. He's going to be fun. He was sure fun to watch for 4 years, so...
As a ball pass inside to Evers is thrown out of her reach and out of bounds, so Fort Recovery gets it on the turnover. 19-8 here on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. 2 minutes and 2 seconds to go in the quarter. Rob Weaver here along with Steve Stone from the hangar at Marion Local. There's a three-point shot by Kaya Wendell.
Kaya is just having a lights-out first half here for the Indians.
Kaya Wendell now with a total of 11 points. Down comes Marion Local, and the foul's on Val Mullenkamp. As doing a nice job of driving to the hoop there was Heidi Rethman.
Yep, she got fouled in the act of shooting, so she's going to step to the line and shoot two. 16 fouls against the Indians, and just one team foul for Marion Local.
Recovery playing this entire second quarter without Carly Stone, who picked up two fouls in the latter part of the first quarter. Here comes Val Mullenkamp out. That was her second foul, and Olivia Patch comes back in. First free throw is good, but the second one is no good. And so... Fort Recovery with the basketball.
1 minute and 30 seconds left here in our second period.
Kaya Wendell with it out top. Dribbling in, stopping, passing back out to Allie Vaughn. There's Grace 10, top of the key. On right side to Allie Vaughn, dribbles in. Back outside it goes. Shot's fired up, and it's no good by Grace 10. There's a foul called on the Marion Local Lady Flyers. Nope, on Fort Recovery.
I didn't see that.
Allie Vaughn got charged.
Yep, that's the 17th foul, so that's going to put Marion on the line, shooting 1-1 here with a minute 13 left in the second period.
Dietfeld goes to the line for the Marion Local Lady Flyers here. Again, that's Emily Dietfeld. First one is in the air, and it is no good. 2 points thrown down the drain. Will not object.
Good, strong rebound there by Olivia Patch, and here comes the Indians.
There's Allie Vaughn with it. She'll hand off to Grace 10, way out front. Now back to Allie Vaughn. Looks like Fort Recovery might take the last shot here, leading 22-9, hoping to go up 24-9. Allie Vaughn hands off. Uh-oh, Kiara Wendell almost lost it. Still has it, though. Now hands off to Allie Vaughn. Back out to Kaya Wendell. And Kaya is fouled by Koenig. Kelsey Koenig called for the foul.
Yeah, they got plenty to give up. They've only got two fouls here in the whole second half. So we're kind of moving the ball around the top, I think, looking for that last shot.
Kiara Wendell with the basketball here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Over to Grace 10. Allie Vaughn right side to Kaya Wendell, down to 25 seconds. For outstanding service for your farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Out front, Grace 10. Right side it goes to Kiara Wendell. Kiara at the free throw line, tries to pass it off, and it's stolen by Koenig. 5 seconds. She's got time on the left. two, neat fail. There's Candy, top of the key, missed it. And the half ends with Fort Recovery leading 22-9. Both quarters were similar. Fort Recovery outscoring Marion Local 11-4 in the first quarter and 11-5 in the second quarter to take a 22-9 halftime lead. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget to see Artsway Portable Grinder Mixers, the feed industry's gold standard from K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. We'll be back with the halftime scoring right after we pause for this.
Just look at you. You make me drool. You're so succulent. You make my taste buds get excited. And I just want to tell you, I love you. You honey roasted deli turkey meat. Plus, you do not talk back. You are perfect. Folks, go to the deli and get some Cooper Farms smoked deli meat. Our perfection. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mark Pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage, and it can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans, and we'll look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring your prescriptions into Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Health Smart, caring for you and about you.
Back here at Marion Local, the score at halftime, 22-9. The Fort Recovery Lady Indians leading Marion Local, leading 11-4 at the first quarter, 22-9 here at halftime. Fort Recovery, they are led by Kaya Wendell, having an excellent game with 11 points. Grace 10 has 3, Carly Stone with 4, and only played the first quarter, and 4 points for Val Mollenkamp. For Marion Local, they are led by Kara Evers with 4, 3 points for Heidi Rethman, and 2 for Kelsey Koenig, and that's it for the Lady Flyers. Again, the halftime score, 22-9, Fort Recovery on top over Marion Local. We'll return with the junior varsity results with Steve Stone here in a moment, right after we pause for these 4 commercial messages.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadot from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson, the time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Just look look at you. You make me drool. You're so succulent. You make my taste buds get excited. And I just want to tell you, I love you. You honey roasted deli turkey meat. Plus, you do not talk back. You are perfect. Folks, go to the deli and get some Cooper Farms smoked deli meat or perfection. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Back here at the hangar at Marion Local High School, let's go over to Steve Stoner and a review of the nice win by the Fort Recovery Junior Varsity.
Yeah, Junior Varsity played an excellent game here. A great coach there with Jeff Vaughn. They came away with a big win, 44-21. And, again, very good scoring, kind of even scoring by the Indians. Brooke Collig and Hope Wendell both had 12 points. And also, Paige Fortkamp chipped in 7. Brenna Homan had 4. Allie Vaughn had 5. And Kiki Wendell had 2. And Elena Evers also had 2. So, again, good scoring, even scoring all the way around by the Indians, scoring 44 points, coming away with a big win. Like you said, Rob, it's three quarters of that game was pretty close. And then the Indians just got really hot, got hot-handed with the basketball and just really tore away there at the end.
Yeah, in fact, Fort Recovery trailed for a while there in the first half.
Yeah, they were trailing by three, four points at different times and just kind of sputtered a little bit on offense there in the first half, and then they really got things going in the second half. I think they started doing a little bit more pressure with the more of a full court type of press and got a couple of turnovers, and then it just started rolling after that.
Big conference game tonight between Minster and Versailles. Minster's only lost one game all year, and that was not a conference game.
Right, and the last score we got from that big contest is that Versailles was leading 13-7 in the first quarter, so we don't have the best service here at the hangar, so we're trying to get the scores and keep everybody up to date, but so far that's all we've got, and we've got another big conference game with St. Henry and Coldwater playing each other. But so far, the big Minster Versailles game, the Versailles Tigers are leading 13-7 in the first quarter.
Yeah, I'm surprised you can hardly get anything. This definitely wins the prize for the worst cell service in the MAC conference.
Yeah, I think I got one bar and I can't pull anything in really. So we're trying to get you some scores and updates, but we'll do our best.
All righty. We'll be back in a moment from, again, the hangar at Marion Local High School with the second half of play right after we pause for these three commercial messages.
Christmas season has come and gone so quickly, and in the same way, spring will be here before you know it. Call Nature's Green Nursery just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for all of your outdoor needs. Nature's Green Nursery can design and install your outdoor landscape lighting to give your property a special look and feel. And Nature's Green also offers very high-quality outdoor furniture and dining sets. Nature's Green Nursery, State Route 119, just east of Fort Recovery.
Start your new year out with our salad selections in our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this This is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk. Get the vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Here we go with the second half of play. I'm Rob Weaver with, again, Steve Stone. Our third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Here's Carly Stone back in the game. On the left to Grace 10. Grace dribbling towards the top of the key. Passes off to Kaya Wendell. Back now to Carly Stone. Way out front between the circles. Dribbles to the right off a screen by Val Mollenkamp. Passing on the left to Kaya Wendell. Back to Val. Val at the free throw line. Backs up. Now to nice inside. Kaya Wendell, but can't shoot over the trees. Out to Grace 10. Whoa! Three-point basket is good for Grace 10.
That was some good ball movement by the Indians, and then a good three-point bucket by Gracie.
6 points for Grace now and two threes, and there is a ball knocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery, I think maybe Carly Stone. And Sumerian Local will put it in play here. Kelsey Koenig will come in to Heidi Rethman. Rethman trapped there and tied up by Grace Kent.
Jump ball, good hustle by the Indians. I got a shout out to Jay County's fire chief. Mike Weitzel just sent me a text and said we sound good.
Oh, well, that's we have to sound good then if he says so.
So we want to thank Mike for all he does for Jay County, and
that's one of your outstanding former employees.
Oh my goodness, would we love to have him back? He is awesome.
Make Steve an offer, Mike. He might take you up on that. Here's a steal by Marion Local. Up, no good. Rebound back up and no good again. Rebound back up and good by Evers. And she will go to the free throw line. So Kara Evers gets the basket. Also involved there in the rebounding was Elena Pullman.
Yeah, give Evers credit there. Great hustle. Great. She stuck with it. She got her own rebound twice and finally got it to fall. And now she's going to try for three the old-fashioned way.
And got it. Nothing good. That foul was on Val Mollenkamp, and that's number three on Val. Carly Stone will toss the ball in. Hey, we got to say happy birthday to Fort Recovery Mayor Dave Kalp. I'm not sure if it's today or tomorrow, but anyway, he's having a birthday, or yesterday or today. Oh, I'm not sure.
Kalpy's probably out celebrating.
Anyway, it's this week. I know that. There's a ball that's on the ground, and we got a jump ball, and it's going to be given to Fort Recovery.
Yep. Kaya got the ball knocked out of her hands there and kind of a scrum for it, and then just ended up with a jump ball.
Yep, Mayor Dave Kalp, 42 now.
Wait a minute, he graduated ahead of me, so we'll give him 42.
Carly Stone on the left, bounce pass to Kaya Wendell down low, back outside to Carly. Carly in the lane, pops the shot, in and out.
In and out.
Rebound Evers, and stolen back by Kaya Wendell. On the left, there's Grace 10 on a three, got it. Grace 10 on a three.
Great hustle by the Indians. Just tremendous hustle by the Indians.
Yeah, because Evers had that rebound wrapped up, and we got it away from her.
Yep.
Grace has 9 points now, all three-pointers here in the Cooper Farms third quarter of play. The score is now 28-12 as the Lady Indians starting to really pull away now. Outside it goes to Emily Neatfeld. On the right to Koenig.
Great
on
pass
the left
by
you. Pullman. Pullman firing and hitting.
Great pass. That was all started with the Kara Evers assist there. She got the defense to collapse on her. Found a wide open teammate for an easy two.
Elena Pullman's first basket of the game. And there's a ball stolen by Marion Local, but they say she was on the sideline. Heidi Rethman stole the ball away, but she dribbled on the sideline going down to lay it in.
Yeah, great hustle by the Flyers there to get the ball away from Carly, but couldn't get the points out of it.
Kiara Wendell across the timeline. Goes right, comes back left. Bounce pass to Grace Ten in the corner. Over to Kaya Wendell, right side to Kiara Wendell. Kiara will lob it in. Olivia Patch back outside. Here's Carly Stone. Carly dribbling the basketball. Back outside to Kiara Wendell. There's Grace Ten. Grace cross-court pass on the left to Kyle Wendell. Inside to Olivia Patch. Stops, fires it up. It's partially blocked. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery's Carly Stone. No good. Rebound Marion Local. And stolen back by Carly Stone to Kyle Wendell. Back to Carly. Missed it. Got it back. And she's going to be packed on the play. And Carly Stone goes to the free throw line.
My goodness. A lot of action there. A lot of hands. A lot of blocks. Carly finally got called with the foul, or got called, she was fouled, so she's going to step the line and shoot two.
Here's the free throw up and good by Carly Stone. Thanks to Neil Spencer for the technical setup to do the game tonight. We're also on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Carly got that one as well. So two for two for Carly. And I think that's our first free throws of the night.
That is the first free throws, right. Indians had a full court press on there, and the Indians just got smoked. They had everybody up on the other end of the floor, and easy layup for Marion Local.
Heidi Rethman gets the layup. That makes the score 30-16. Timeout, Fort Recovery. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Artsway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Artsway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Artsway.
For Sales leading at halftime over Minster. Wow. I didn't expect that.
I didn't either.
Fort Recovery with the ball as we resume action here. Here is Grace 10 on the left side to Carly Stone. Carly back to Grace 10 on the right. Dribbling the ball back to Carly Stone. Top of the key. Fires and misses a three. Rebound. Nice job by Kaya Wendell. Kaya circles around. Stops back outside to Grace 10. She'll fire a three. And she got it. Wow.
Gracie's having a great game and Kaya's having a great game.
Four threes for Grace 10. And she has taken over the team lead in scoring now with 12 points. In fact, Kaya Wendell has not scored here in the second half. Here's the ball stolen by Grace 10. Grace will come down, passing, tries to pass to Kiara Wendell, and she was intercepted by Heidi Rethman, but she ended up traveling with the ball, so getting it back here will be Fort Recovery.
At halftime, we were saying right at the top there that Minster's behind by 15 against Versailles. Versailles coming out strong. First half score, 31-15.
It's a big game for both teams there.
Yeah, no doubt.
Mike Wisp, the coach of Minster, they've only lost one all year, and you can believe that Minster's not done yet. Oh, a turnaround shot by Evers, missed it, left wide open by the Indians, and she missed it, and there's a foul called on Rethman. Rethman fouls Kiara Wendell.
Yeah, when we played Versailles, they won, I think, by 12, and they are a very good ball team, basketball team. They are very well-rounded.
33-16. Pass inside to Olivia Patch. It's swiped away by Koenig. She'll come down. Kelsey puts it up, no good. Rebound comes to Carly Stone. Carly with the basketball. Down across the timeline. Right side now hands it off to Brooke Garkey, who's in the game. Back on the left to Olivia Patch. Back outside to Kiara Wendell.
Brooke Collig,
I'm sorry. Yes.
I get those two mixed up all the time, too.
Grace 10, another three for Grace 10. She's going to get a free haircut this Saturday. 36-16. She probably doesn't want that from her dad. 36-16. Lady Indians up by 20 points. Well, what a night for Grace 10. 15 points, 5 3-pointers. Coleman on the right side to Rethman. Back out top, Marion Local with the ball. Way behind now here in the Cooper Farms third quarter by 20 points. Shot from the left side is no good by Koenig. Rebound comes to Olivia Patch. You know, for your corn marketing needs, call Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery at their toll-free number, 800-637-7161. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Carly Stone comes down, stops, and banks it in. She stopped, and her defensive person fell off, and she just banked it in. Yeah, Marion Local wants to call time.
Good hustle by the Indians, and Marion wants to take a timeout with 1 minute, 39 seconds left here in the third period. Indians leading 38-16.
That is 8 points now for Carly Stone. We'll return after this 30-second break.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the hangar at Marion Local High School, 38-16 is the score. Fort Recovery by 22 now. Wow. What an impressive third quarter here. We really pulled away. Led at halftime by the score of 22-9. And it's now 38-16. We've outscored them 16-7 here in this third quarter of play.
Yeah, give credit to the Indians. Give credit to Gracie that's just really stepped up. And she did she miss a basket in the third quarter?
I couldn't remember that she did. But
yeah, I don't remember her missing any. She's playing great.
So Marion Local being pressed by Fort Recovery here. 38-16, the score. Again, Rob Weaver here with Steve Stone at the hangar at Marion Local High School for girls basketball tonight. MAC conference game between Fort Recovery and Marion Local. There's a pass underneath, and it's thrown out of bounds by Marion Local as Brooke Holman tried to hit a teammate, Morgan Heckman, down low, and it went way over her head. So Fort Recovery gets the ball back. And we've been pretty good on the turnover side tonight, I think.
Yeah, they've held onto the ball extremely well, the Indians have.
Kiara Wendell on the right side, it goes to Grace 10. There's Brooke Collig with it. Collig right side to Grace 10. Back outside, it goes to Kiara Wendell. There's Kaya Wendell. Hope might have traveled, but no call. Thank you, Mr. Official. Kiara Wendell out front. Brooke Collig now. Dribbling off the top of the key, stopping, can't find anybody to pass to, now goes back outside to Grace 10. Fort Recovery's trying to eat the clock up here and take the last shot.
Yep, 33 seconds left here in the third period.
Leading by 22 already. Kyle Wendell, I want to tell you, I mean, nothing negative about Marion Local, but there's not been too many years when we've had this kind of a lead on the Marion Local team.
Oh, no, they're you know, must be kind of in between some classes as far as having some really strong girls. And, it's unusual because Marion usually is outstanding in all their athletics.
You usually really have to claw away to even just stay in the game.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's this last-second shot as Fort Recovery got tied up a moment ago, and Marion Local got the ball back. And they missed it, but got it back again, down to 7 seconds. Lobbing it inside and throwing it away. And Fort Recovery will have time for one shot. They have 3 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Thanks to Cooper Farms. Don't forget to enjoy the Cooper Farms turkey available at Main Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio. Go in and ask for Cooper Farms delicious turkey. hard pressed by Marion Local here.
Yeah, I've got about 3 seconds left, so get a decent shot, maybe not.
Into Val Mollenkamp, she throws it up. Did not have enough mustard on it, and the shot is well short, and that's the end of the third quarter.
Indians leading 38-16 here at the end of the Cooper Farms third quarter. We'll take a break.
Be back in, just a moment, right after we pause for this.
Look at you. You make me drool. You are so succulent. You make my taste buds get excited. And I just want to tell you, I love you. You honey roasted deli turkey meat. Plus, you do not talk back. You are perfect. Folks, go to the deli and get some Cooper Farms smoked deli meat. Our perfection. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Start your new year out with our salad selections in our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Appreciate all the sponsors, including Wayne Street Market, for being with us here on the broadcast tonight. We start the fourth quarter, Lady Indians leading here 38-16 over the Marion Local Flyers. Looks like we're headed for win number 12 tonight, Steve.
Yep, I think so. The Indians seem to have this in control.
Carly Stone tried to thread the needle and pass to Val Mollenkamp down low, and Marion Local kicked the ball. So it'll be given to the Lady Indians. Carly Stone will put it in play. We've got Carly, Kaya. There is up and
Allie
in.
Vaughn.
Allie Vaughn. Allie's in the lineup now. She hasn't played a lot tonight, and that's her first basket.
Yep, the Indians got a couple of young girls out there getting some good, valuable playing time.
Val Mollenkamp and Brooke Collig is also in there right now. Right side Pullman passing over on the right to Niefeld. Emily Niefeld back outside to Elena Pullman. Pullman dribbles around Val Mollenkamp, and there's a foul called on Val Mollenkamp.
That was a foul she didn't need to make on the way out on top of the key.
Number four on her.
Yeah, and she already had three. That was just kind of a mistake by Val.
Grace Tin will come into the lineup here in the fourth quarter, which is brought to you by Fort Recovery Lumber in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Proud to be serving our community for 100-plus years, Fort Recovery Lumber Company. What's that new building going on out east of your place?
That is a new warehouse or new shop for Dan Judy's sons, Brad, and I don't know the other one's name, and they're putting their, they've got their own shop or building their own shop out there next to their dad's.
Okay. I bet you there's Fort Recovery Lumber products going up in that nice building.
Yep, absolutely.
And Fort Recovery has the ball after a missed Marion Local shot. Here's Brooke Holly. Good.
Brooke picked up where she left off with the JV, and she had the hot hand in the JV contest, ended up with 12 points, and there she just sunk a real nice 12-footer for 2 points.
It's her first basket, of course, of this game. 42-16 now. It's a runaway here, and there's a foul on Fort Recovery on Allie Vaughn. Allie says, me?
Yeah, I didn't see that either. The official said after the shot, so I'm not sure what that was about.
For quality building materials, depend on Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Got to go out to Fort Recovery Lumber and see Brian Bupp.
I thought maybe you were building another building down there.
Oh, no. I got plenty to take care of the way it is.
Marion Local gets the pass inbounds, barely. 6:25 to go in the game here. Here's Pullman with it. She'll stop. Guarded by Brooke Collig. but recovery being very aggressive. And there's a ball. Carly Stone knocked it away.
Nice block by Carly.
Got the touch last by Allie Vaughn, I believe, after Carly blocked it. And it goes out of bounds to Marion Local.
Indians aren't letting up. They still got the defensive hustle going and a lot of pressure on the Marion Local, giving them fits.
Marion Local 4-11 coming into the game tonight, and Fort Recovery 11-2, and there's a foul called on Brooke Collins. Going to the free throw line for Marion Local there. They called that on Kira. Okay. Morgan Heckman will go to the line.
In the act of shooting, so she's going to step to the line and shoot two.
They are hosting Fort Loramie. Two big tests.
That is a couple of really tough games right there.
Yep. Both free throws are good by Morgan Heckman. Makes it now 42-18. Fort Recovery on top here in the fourth quarter of play. Kiera Wendell with the ball going to the hoop. Beats it off, and it's up and in.
Great hustle by Kiera and good vision to find a wide open Allie Vaughn.
Kiera Wendell driving in there and drawing the defense and passed it off and up and in on the layup. To Allie Vaughn, 2 points. That makes her have four now. Here's a ball that's knocked out of bounds. They're going to say Fort Recovery didn't touch it. Okay.
Yep, that was Coleman, and she made a pretty aggressive move to the basket, but kind of lost the handle on it, and it flew out of bounds, so Indians ball.
Big game here in the second half for Grace 10, 15 points, 5 3-pointers. I think 4 of those came in this half. Here's a shot up and no good by Carly Vaughn. Rebound back up and in by Olivia Patch.
Olivia Patch, nice rebound and nice 2-point bucket there.
Carly Stone, I should have said.
We knew what you meant.
Yeah, I know you did. So, here's Marion Local with the basketball now. There's Kelsey Koenig. Out top it goes to Emily Neatfeld. Now down low, here's a shot up, no good. Rebound back up, no good, and a foul on Fort Recovery.
They're going to call that on Grace.
Yep,
called that on Grace on the rebound, so... Fifth foul for the Indians.
46-18 the score. What's the complaint about?
Somebody said she was in the act of shooting.
Oh.
This guy said she wasn't.
Oh.
And they wanted to take it out under the basket.
I thought she was kind of in the act of shooting. Did you think that?
I thought that too, but this guy here absolutely said, nope, we're taking her out under the basket.
So Marion Local will have the ball back, lobbing it in. Back on the right side, Koenig will fire and miss. Rebound comes down to Allie Vaughn. Allie cleans the board.
Yeah, Allie getting some good quality minutes here in the fourth period.
She is. Kiera Wendell with it. She'll give over to Brooke Collig. Collig back to Kiera Wendell on the right. Dribbling, stopping, passing to Brooke Collig. Fourth quarter again brought to you by Fort Recovery Lumber, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Here's a steal by Marion Local. Coming down and stopping and firing and missing in and out and off of Marion Local out of bounds. Neatfeld missed the layup, and then she was the last one to touch it.
They just can't. Marion just can't buy a bucket right now. They're struggling a bit. Give the Indians credit. They're working hard on the defensive end.
Our offense has kind of stalled a little bit here.
Yeah, we've got some younger girls in there getting some playing time, and we haven't been very crisp on the offensive end.
Brooke Collig back out top to Olivia Patch. Olivia will pass on the left to Kiera Wendell. Wendell dribbling the ball. Passing now to Val Mollenkamp. Tries to lob it in to Olivia Patch. It's loose. Picked up by Collig. Up no good. Rebound comes down to Marion Local as Evers got the rebound. She's not been the factor I thought she might be.
No, we've done a good job on defense on her to kind of keep her quiet.
Back outside, Marion Local still with the ball. 3:30 to go in the game. on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter scoreboard, and Marion Local throws it away again. They keep trying that inlet pass to get that ball underneath, and they just keep throwing it long, and quite a few turnovers.
Yes, they do.
You know, Anderson Windows are wonderful for saving energy. Here's a ball that's knocked away by Marion Local, and they have the steal. Here comes Koenig, and it's knocked out of bounds from behind by Kaya Wendell to save a basket. Anderson Energy Saving Windows and Doors, available from your friends at the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Here we go with the inbounds pass. Right side shot by Rethman. It's no good. Heidi couldn't get that to go down. Here's a rebound by Brooke Collick. Collick comes down over to Kiara Wendell on the left side to Kyle Wendell. Kyle in the lane. Back to Olivia Patch. Open from the left, and she scores. Give Kaya Wendell the assist, and Olivia Patch the basket. About a 12-footer on the left side.
Yep, nice soft 12-footer. Nothing but net.
It's 4 points now for Olivia Patch.
Give Olivia credit for closing down the Kramer girl. She's working really hard in there.
Ball's knocked loose and out of bounds off Kiara Wendell. So once again, Fort Recovery breaks up the Marion Local offense. But Marion Local does keep the ball. Got some other subs in now?
Yeah, we got Wendell came in. Brooke. Hope Wendell came in. So we've got two freshmen out there on the floor because Kiara Wendell's still out there. Val Mullenkamp, Brooke Collig, and Gracie Tim.
So Hope Wendell in the lineup now for the Lady Indians here in the Fort Recovery Lumber fourth quarter.
Stolen by Brooke Collig.
Brooke Collig. Down she goes, lays it in. Saw a lot of that in the JV game.
Yeah, we sure did.
50-18 now. Can you believe it? Fort Recovery smoking here.
Good hustle by the Indians.
Right side to Heidi Rethman. Passes top of the key. Marion Local trying to find the shot. Left side jumper's no good. Rebound comes down to Brooke Collig. I think she was actually fouled. But
she gets a lot of rebounds for being the short girl out there. She comes away with a lot of rebounds.
She's got her eyes on that ball, that's for sure. Here's Grace Tan back in the game. On the left side it goes to Kiara Wendell. Cross-court pass to Grace Tan. Thought about shooting and decided not to. Now gives to Val Mullenkamp. Val dribbles in, spins, pies the shot off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Marion Local. To the Flyers, Morgan Heckman.
1 minute, 30 seconds left here in the fourth period. Indians leading 50-18.
We'll try to talk with Coach Patch after the game, so hang around for that interview. Here's a pass, top of the key. Marion Local working the ball around. Right side to Heckman. Back out it goes to Marion Local's, that is Emily Collig in the game now. Down low, and Heckman has it. Back outside to Emily Collig. Fires and misses. Rebound Brooke Collig up for recovery. And we've got a timeout. Yeah, timeout to get kids in.
Yep, Coach Patch, I think, took a timeout to get all of his subs in.
And so does Marion Local put a lot of subs in, so it's 57 seconds to go here on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter scoreboard. Again, for quality building materials, including those Anderson energy-saving windows and doors, it's your friends at the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We have our whole JV team in now.
Would include Macy Day, who's in there.
Brenna Holman.
Here's Hope Wendell, tries to pass. It's knocked away by Marion Local. There's a foul, I guess. I didn't see that.
I didn't see that either.
Foul on Fort Recovery. Remember, folks, if you have a building project in mind, you know the Fort Recovery Lumber Company can design that project for you. A lot of people don't realize they offer design services.
They have a good design staff out there.
They can design your project, and then they can provide you with the materials to build your project.
That's right.
Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Free throw line. Back outside it goes. Marion Local passing it around here. 24 seconds.
Indians going to come away with a great MAC win here. 50-18, big win. Did not expect this tonight. I expected to win, but not like this. 7 seconds. Marion Local just passing it around. Come on, people, take a shot. Oh, my goodness. They didn't even get a shot off, so the score ends. Game ends 50-18. Indians come away with a great MAC win. And hopefully we'll have Brian Patch up here just a little bit. So we'll take a break, and we'll be back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. Our gifts are perfect for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery in Arcanum, Ohio, Union City in Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio, and I'd like to invite you to test drive a Boomer compact tractor from New Holland. You'll find there's simply nothing difficult about it. Boomer compact tractors are the definition of ease. With intuitive controls, unmatched visibility, easy-to-use transmissions and engines, with a completely automatic emission system. You even get the peace of mind of Boomer Guard 6, the 6-year limited warranty. Test drive a Boomer compact tractor today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Christmas season has come and gone so quickly, and in the same way, spring will be here before you know it. Call Nature's Green Nursery just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for all of your outdoor needs. From enjoying new trees, shrubs, and flowers, to patios, seat walls, and the soothing tranquility of a water feature, or the warmth of a fire pit. Nature's Green Nursery, State Route 119, just east of Fort Recovery.
I was hoping back here at Marion Local High School. Let's give you the rundown, then maybe Coach Patch will be up. Again, thanks to Fort Recovery Lumber for being our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Second quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight was K&L Tractor Sales and Service, and our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cal Pharmacy, and many other sponsors here as well. We do have Coach Brian Patch with us. Real quickly on the scoring, again, we win 50-18. 15 points for Grace 10, 11 for Kaya Wendell, 8 for Carly Stone, 4 apiece for Allie Vaughn, Brooke Collig, also Olivia Patch, and Val Mollenkamp. Marion Local was led by Kara Evers with 7, 5 for Heidi Rethman, 2 apiece for Morgan Heckman, Elena Pullman, and Kelsey Koenig. Joining us now is Brian Patch, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Hey, congratulations. A nice, solid win tonight.
Thanks, Rob.
Probably the best win you've had over Marion Local, I think, in your career. Maybe even in boys basketball, too.
Oh, let's not go that far. It is hard to come over here and play and win.
It is.
We've not had very good success over here over the years.
Yeah, we were just talking about, you know, anytime you come over to Marion Local, you expect a great game. And they hung in there against us in the first half, but boy, we, thanks to the 3-point shooting of Grace 10, took off there in that third quarter and pulled away.
I thought, everyone we threw out there played hard, and they did exactly what we wanted to do. They've been in a lot of good close ball games, and, you know, I thought our defense and our intensity on defense completely took them out of the game. If we would have let it be a half-court game, I think it would have been a lot closer. You know, they played well against a lot of teams we played that have been close. And, you know, we came out tonight a completely different team, hungry to play, and, you know, it showed out there. And, you know, I was worried about this one because, you know, I was worried about the Evers girl inside. And, you know, the Canning girl they brought up off the JV team about 2 weeks ago has averaged almost about 15 a game since she's came up in 2 weeks. And, you know, our pressure on defense, I thought, completely changed the outcome of the game. You know, we made their guards really pressure hard, and they struggled to get it inside. And I thought Liv did a great job on Evers inside of making it tough on her, too. So defensively, I thought it was great. And like I say, Kaya hit some big shots. Carly hit some big shots off with some drives. You know, Grace kind of cut loose there a little bit. And you know, it was fun.
Yeah, absolutely. No pressure at the end there. You didn't have to make a whole lot of coaching moves.
I like those games. Yeah, I mean, it was nice to get everybody in, and everyone got in and played hard. And, you know, I think they had the ball with 50-some seconds, and they couldn't even get a shot off against the kids we had in there at the end. And, you know,
the intensity level of the defense pretty much the whole game, but especially in the second half, you always talk about finishing strong. And this game in particular, I think your girls, I mean, they worked their rear ends off right up to the very end.
Well, there was definitely a good point. I mean, there was no quit at all. I mean, even like, say, with 50 seconds, you know, no matter who we had in there, they were playing hard. You know, they didn't even know how much time was on the clock because they were so worried about just trying to hold on to the ball and not lose it.
Right.
And I thought, our whole goal was to try to pressure their guards hard. And, you know, if we got beat off the bounce, you know, we were going to be in help side. You know, we just were really concerned about the post play. I thought our team executed the game plan as perfect as I could see. And I love the execution on offense. We had a lot of great guys. You know, Carly Burt brought up in the locker room that the best we probably executed is finding the open man and making the play, the right play. Not a play for yourself, but just the right play for our team. And so, you know, a lot of good things that we can take from this and hopefully continue to get better. So
12-2, the record now, very nice at this point in the year, and several games to go yet to get fine-tuned for the big tournament coming up.
Yeah, and the draw for us will be next Sunday. And so we have a big game against Franklin Monroe. I think they're 12-2 as well. And they play tonight. And so we'll have a big game on Tuesday, ready to go for that one. So, and that's a home game.
So are we in the Van Wert tournament now?
No, we dropped to D4. And so we'll be at Walpock. And then that's our district site. And then the sectionals are, I think, Coldwater and Allen East. And so, assuming, looking ahead, Minster will be the one. We'll probably be the two. So if Minster goes to Coldwater, then we'll go make a trip to Allen East so we can stay away from them.
That's just because you like to travel.
Yeah, I want those miles.
Hey, if we real quickly, this is the first time we had a chance to talk to you since you did establish the record as the winningest coach in Fort Recovery basketball history. Your combined wins as boys and girls coach, the best there is. And just a wonderful job, Brian, helping the school do the best they can, and a lot of wins there.
Yeah, thanks. And I've been blessed, you know, to have a lot of great players over the years and a lot of great coaches to help me out. And, you know, it's a team sport, and it's definitely not just me who got those wins. You know, I was basically carried across the line. And so, you know, very, very appreciative of the kids we've had to play for us the last 14 years and the coaches that helped along the way and the support from the community and the parents. So.
Hey, thanks much. We will see you next time around.
All right, thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
All right. Brian Patch, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Indians win tonight by a final score of 50-18. Any final comments?
No, just a great, actually had a great turnout over here, Marion, from the Fort Recovery fans, and we really appreciate that. And again, lots more basketball for the girls to play, so come out and support the girls.
Once again, 15 for Grace 10 to lead the way, 11 for Kaya Wendell, 8 for Carly Stone, and 4 apiece for Allie Vaughn, Brooke Collig, Olivia Patch, and Val Mollenkamp. The reserve team also won 44-21 tonight, as Brooke Collig had 12 points to lead the way there. Also, Hope Wendell with 12 points as well.
Yep, Hope Wendell had 12. Paige Fortkamp had 7. Allie Vaughn had 5. Brenna Holman had 4. Kiara Wendell had 2. And Elena Evers had 2. So, again, good scoring there by the JVs.
Again, the varsity goes to 12-2 with the win tonight, and Marion Local drops to 4-12. That's it for us tonight from the hangar at Marion Local High School. Thanks to Steve Stone. Thanks to, again, Coach Pat for coming up. Thanks to our producers tonight, Reese Rogers for FortRecoveryRadio.com and Derek Manson for the radio station WPGW. I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from Marion Local.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.